sounded good though, right? Were we quieter? Huh? Were we quieter?
Yeah, that was great. It usually, but it doesn't usually last. That's what's funny.
No, it won't last. We know that.
Yeah, it was fantastic, just like it should be.
One thing I've always had a problem with is, like, you know, I play down here all the time. That's where I usually practice. But then when you play, like, in a group situation, you get up here and you want to play backup and all, and I can never get tone, you know, good tone like you can down here.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked on the banjo and had some people look at it? Anybody that plays really well?
I have had somebody look at it. And they said it was set up okay, so I think it's more technique than...
Well, I don't know. From here it looks like you use really thick strings. Is that...
They're not really thick. They're
like, what's the first
GHS 150s, whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
I think they're JD Crows or something.
No, the Crows are 140s.
Okay.
So is it the next step up from there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fourth string. Is that a different fourth string, or is that what
comes
in the pack?
No, it comes in the set, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, there's usually a way that you can get it, or just maybe your approach to it, or, you know. But, or the head might be too tight. You know, a lot of banjo players will keep their heads too tight. But
the tailpiece makes a big difference in terms of how whether you get the tone out of the...
Yeah, and they're all different for every banjo. That's what's amazing, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you might want to go to one of these, you know, presto style and see if that helps and raise it and lower it.
So just keep messing around.
But yeah, but the other thing is tone comes from your left and your right hand and the instrument.
Right.
You know what I mean? And how well you press that. Now, let's just come up to this G. All right, now just hit each note, and you just have to sit there and listen, you know, like... Right, for one thing, you got to get your thumb back. You can't have your thumb there. It's got to be back there. Because hopefully, eventually, you want to use your thumb to wrap around there, and you'll never get anything like this because you just can't get any kind of position. It's always got to be back there cradled. It's somehow, you know, everybody's different, but that definitely ain't cutting it. Now you just listen to every note, you know, and now see there's a problem, and you got to figure out what that problem is and deal with it.
Probably something way in the way I'm holding that
cord. And take your ring finger off. Yeah, there you go. Now, just, you know, you just hunt for the notes and make them sound pretty, and then you try. What sound do you want? What sound you want, decide what sound you want, and then try and find out how to make it, you know? I mean, you know, look at this. That's, you know, that's not there for looks. That's there because I'm constantly choosing different tones that I want on, you know, from note to note sometimes, you know? You hear it and you go, oh, that's not, I don't like that, and then you move it a little bit. And, so it's probably just a lot of hard work on your part is what you need, you know? I mean, I've always heard it said that, you know, Scruggs could make any banjo sound just like he sounds, so, you know, I figure you could do the same thing. You guys want to pick another one, or you want me to pick one, or what do you want to do?
Pick one. What did you do? Your album, Rose of Alabama.
Okay.
Is that a hard one? Love that song.
They're all hard, just depends on any given day, you know? That one I did in F. But I'll just do it in D. So I capoed up and played. I capoed up 3 and played that one out of key of F. Let me know if the smoke gets in somebody's face. Sorry.